Okay, I just sent that to you. I saw Amanda walk in.
This is kind of a complete leaves review on your side after
Yes, yeah, I went
gotcha.
through the whole thing, and I can we went through the whole all of it, and I can talk about that in a second briefly if you'd like. Or
Okay.
I mean, if it's just us, we can go. I see Amanda's here. Go ahead and get started.
Yeah, I think that's probably the team. Okay, yeah. I was just going to highlight what you like in 19 because we'll probably have to go through it a little more thorough
Yeah, of
next time we
course.
meet.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just kind of hearing a little bit of background noise, but it shouldn't matter. Yeah, so we went back through after Jamie, and we'll talk with her about in our next session. But appreciate her taking the time to kind of talk through that. So we went back through the whole article and the proposal that you all had previously put forward and made, and adopted a lot of the language that you guys had proposed throughout the article. It's marked in strike through and underline. And the most of it are things that you all had proposed initially. The only changes that we had made, well, we mentioned this. There's a few things that we didn't accept the language, and we can talk about that. We just didn't pick up a few small of the language elements. On the parental leave, because the paid parental leave program language, because you all had proposed that it would be certain that the any unpaid any leave balances that would be paid on time of separation, rather changing it from will to rather than may. Essentially, our paid parental leave program, it's an advance on leave, right? It's basically an advance leave. You're given the university provides leave balances ahead of time, and then you have to pay them all out at the end, right? So what we've countered proposed on that is, since it's an advance on leave and you have to require repay any underfunded balances on separation, to that it would we've accepted the language that you guys have proposed, the proposal that you guys have proposed on that, but we struck the part about you can only do it one time, right? And the rationale is, since you're using your own leave for it, you just receive an advance on it, that it shouldn't be limited to one time. So that's the change that we made on that. And we did not pick up that part of the confusion, certainly on our part, the confusion about the annual leave language is that same annual leave language is used twice in the contract for the payment upon separation of the annual leave. We can talk about that more at the next session, but what you all had proposed is currently so Dan, you know this. So a faculty member like you, who was on 12-month contract, you accumulate both annual leave and sick leave, right? Like you accumulate both of those.
Yes.
Okay, right. So most in-unit faculty, like who are on 9-month contracts, we don't accumulate annual leave, right? We only accumulate sick leave, right? But there are, because we have allegedly summer vacation, right? But there are some in-unit faculty who are on 12-month contracts who accumulate both annual leave and sick leave, right? And those are faculty, they're like library faculty on 12-month contracts. There's some faculty, I think, in maybe some of the health science fields that are on 12-month contracts, like in the clinical faculty and others. And so there it's a I would say there's probably not more than 15 or 20 in-unit faculty that accumulate annual leave. Right now, on the payout for leave, when for sick leave, that benefit is phasing out for a buyout on sick leave, right? We negotiated this a few years ago. And so at the time, it was any faculty member who had that benefit at the time, right? Who'd been hired at that time, they retained that sick leave buyout, right? When they retire. But any new faculty don't have sick leave buyout, right? That's phasing out over time. On the annual leave payment at separation, that's still in the contract. For out of unit faculty, it's controlled by policy. But there's a second element in here. So that part's unchanged about time of separation. There's a second element which the HR had proposed striking, which is, so in-unit faculty who accumulate annual leave, they can use that annual leave payment, like the payment for it buyout, if they take leave within the regular year, right? So they can use their annual leave buyout if they take unpaid leave for something else while they're still employed. The same it clicks off their total amount they can have. It's not like they get extra payment. It says the maximum for your career is like 350 hours that you can use that annual leave for. So and we can ask Jamie about this. What I understood HR to be proposing is to strike only that section of the annual leave where they can use it if they're taking unpaid leave prior to their retirement. But it's the verbatim language that's in there twice. It's just in two different sections. That's why it was confusing. We thought that they were initially striking the full annual leave. We've left that status quo for now, just so we can talk about it a little bit more. But those were the only things really. A lot of the stuff throughout, we've just picked up verbatim the language that that you all had proposed.
Okay, great. Did you have anything else?
No, that's it. That's everything I think that's out. As everything now, I think, is in your guys' plate right now.
All right. So I know that you had made that proposal on Article 9 along with that shared governance language. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's getting worked on. Amanda, did you receive anything additional? I saw an email yesterday just with some correspondence.
I don't believe I received anything additional than what you got as well.
Okay. So, Gabby, you don't have anything new either, do you?
No, sir.
Okay. And as far as I know, we don't have anything quite ready today to hand back over. Isn't that right, Gabby?
That's how much I know too.
Okay. I just want to make sure nothing transpired that I know about. So I know that it's getting worked on, and I know specifically 26, which I told you will be coming. It's just a lot of like cleanup kind of stuff. I don't think there's any changes in any terms that I'm aware of. And just like HR noticed, there was some stuff that was outdated and some, you know, grammatical changes. I would say similar to what you saw in 19, as far as that it's not really changing a lot. That wasn't the intent. From what I understand. So that'll be coming. I know it's getting worked on. And the question on 9 and the shared governance, I know that there's been correspondence. I just think the turnaround was a little quick with the Board of Trustees going on this week and getting everybody to chime in. I don't think we have answers from everybody yet. So we'll probably have that when we come back, I would think.
Okay. Right? Well, and I want one clarification on that too, that those are the university's both of those proposals are the university's proposals. Right. Like, so that what we have said is like the university has put those forward and like we're ready to sign and we're willing to sign them. Right. So we haven't proposed anything that's a change. We've simply said we'd accept what the university had proposed.
Right. Right. And we had gone back to, I had seen some of my notes back in January where we talked about it. The only question I had left was context and you gave me a little bit of your end.
Sure.
And I know that they look back and they're figuring that out. So I know that's being worked on. You had kind of went through a list last time we met.
Yeah.
You mentioned 5 and 6. So what I understand is just for your own knowledge, we're not sitting on that. We are actually working on it. But there was some changes in Title IX, and we want to make sure that the new changes to Title IX don't conflict with what we were already changing and working on. Sure. I knew we were close on those, but that's the holdup on that. And there's like a committee working on reviewing all that.
Okay.
So I think in July, we should probably have some clarity on that.
Uh-huh.
Early July, that's what I'm hearing from the committee. So I just want to let you know on those that they are getting worked on. That's why we were close to being done on those. So.
Yeah. And that's fine on both of those. I forgot to mention connected to that, on the leaves about, because it's a similar scenario with the Title IX and FMLA, right? So in the FMLA language that's in the leaves article, what HR had proposed on that was really to try and trim out a lot of the reiteration of federal law in the CBA, because when the law changes, then we have to chase it around in the CBA, right? So our position on that, on all of that, on that process has been consistent that, you know, our preference is to reference federal law as needed, but not to try and download it into the CBA, yeah, because we just end up chasing it, you yeah know, whatever the whim of the current administration is.
Right.
So,
right.
So, and that's, if when your team looks at that FMLA language that's in 19.7, it'll look kind of hard to read because there's a lot of strikeouts and some stuff is left in there, right? But what's left in is just like a little bit at the beginning that contextualizes it, right? And then the part, it just becomes the down at the bottom, the B, it just says like, the use of FMLA leave by eligible faculty members will neither enhance nor decrease any rights or benefits, blah, 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 blah. It's just referencing saying that they get full FMLA leave. And our preference would very much be to do the same thing for the Title IX language in Article 6, right? Just there, we had proposed some language earlier that's from the FSU CBA, where they just reference, you know, they've as an entity that receives federal funding, they're required to fully follow, you know, FMLA, as well as like the Lilly Ledbetter, all those other statutes and stuff. So something like that would probably be our preference if the university is amenable to that. So we don't have to keep chasing the statute yeah changes.
Right. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's all we have for today. We will meet next week. And the only thing I'll ask, Gabby, if you could, can you send a fresh copy of what was presented today on the Leaves article? Send it to the whole group so that they have a copy.
Should be in your inbox.
Okay. And did you get like Jamie and Kim yes and everybody else?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Well, thanks, Jonathan.
Yeah, okay, thanks,
Dan. Yeah. And we'll be back to work next week.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yep. All right, I'm going.
Bye, all.
Bye-bye.